Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. To learn more about our financial freedom program and the two-day seminar, first on day one, single family, that website is givemetotalfreedom.com. You can do those online, by the way, if you're still a little bit shy about getting out there. But we have them going on in person. You can see Houston, Dallas, Denver, Austin, Jacksonville, Florida, Richmond, Virginia, Phoenix, Arizona, just to name a few. And if you use the promo code when you register, Save Big, all caps, that's going to give you a two-year membership at a massive discount. So learn more at givemetotalfreedom.com. And we're going to really get into that topic today, financial freedom. We talk a lot, I talk a lot about using real estate investing to create options in your life, to create flexibility. It's another word I like to use and have seen through my 10 years of investing now. To create flexibility in your life. And maybe more importantly, to create breathing room. Now, they're all very important, but breathing room, especially right now, in the face of uncertain times, inflation, what's the Federal Reserve going to do next? Heck, are we headed for a recession? That's kind of what they do. They take the rates up till they drive us towards a recession to pull that inflation down. So is the next question on your mind might be, is the bottom about to drop out of my stocks, my bonds, my 401k, and so on? But that breathing room in particular can mean just a few extra $100 a month, maybe a few $1,000 of passive income from real estate that can really help you out right now. I mean, think about it. You just tanked up your car at the gas station. Everybody right now is taking pictures and posting pictures at the gas pumps because they're a little bit blown away by the large bills that they're incurring for tanking up a 15, 10 gallon tank. But if you add an extra, let's just say $500 coming in every month, consistently every month from passive real estate, don't you think you might worry just a little bit less at the pump or at the grocery store? So we're going to talk a little bit about breathing room. We're going to talk about financial freedom. We're going to talk about flexibility. And most importantly, we're going to talk about options. Most importantly, from my perspective today, I'll tell you why here in just a moment. And I don't know if I'm, over the course of these radio programs, if this is your first time joining the show, if you're first time listening, I thank you for joining, of course. If you want to hear more, obviously tune in next week and the week after that. But you can also go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Hear my show archived there as a podcast. Del Walmsley, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, or any of the other great radio hosts will have their programs archived there as well. But I don't know if I'm helping move you along at all. But I'll tell you what, doing this very show for almost 3 years now has really helped propel myself along. And I don't mean through connections or anything like that. Nothing tangible, but more from a mental perspective. You know, we go to Lifestyles Unlimited. We've been members for a while now, and we get the education, we network with everybody, but just through my discussions, through show prep, talking about what we talk about, you know, things like retiring early. Yeah, I had a great interview with Gerard, and I saw Gerard at the recent Wealth and Passive Income Expo down in Houston. Gerard left his job very early in life, Wall Street, New York guy, moved to the Carolinas, and he's now a full-time apartment investor. In fact, he burned the bridges, and he took a leap of faith. His story is very interesting. If you go to that website, lifestylesunlimited.com, there's a search bar at the bottom. Just type Gerard. Great story. Dell interviewed him. I've talked to him because he has such a fascinating story. But it's talking to people like that and hearing that over and over and over again, and talking about things like the Great Resignation, which we've seen through the tail end of the pandemic, and it continues. We see north of 4 million plus people leaving the job. Now, a lot of them are, you know, I've also seen it termed the great reshuffling. People are leaving one job for another that pays a little bit more. Well, that's helping contribute, of course, to inflation, but that's also an answer to inflation. You got to do something. Now, personally, I like that option of passive income coming in, but that's precisely what a lot of people are doing. But talking about the Great Resignation, boy, just again, in January, 4.3 million people quit. Some went to greener pastures, greener, you know, grass is always greener on the other side, went to that new employer, but some left all together. And for me, thinking about options and the Great Resignation, I finally exercised an option that I created through real estate investing long ago. I'm going to tell you about that. Now, what is an option? Let's just talk about that quickly. It's the right to do something, right? Think about stock options. That gives the holder of that stock option the right to buy or maybe to sell a stock or some other asset. You know, it's often a compensation to a CEO, C-suite guys, maybe an engineer in a company, something like that. But it's a compensation that gives them the right to do something. Another option, maybe more real estate specific. If you've ever bought a house, you've, outside of these crazy times with no inventory, you've probably offered to pay an option fee. Maybe it's $50 back then, $100. Nowadays, you might offer $5 or something a little bit sweeter because once you pay it, it's gone. But that gives you the option to back out of that contract within a certain period, not lose your earnest money, and not otherwise be bound to perform to that contract. And there are lots of other options out there that come with a contract, a business, whatever. In my case, I effectively created an option long ago. Thanks to real estate investing, thanks to Lifestyles Unlimited, thanks to becoming a member 10 years ago, I created an option that until recently I had elected not to exercise, the option to leave the company where I was employed. Well, I finally took that step and I exercised that option. My last day in the W-2 world as an employee was this past week. So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. And I hope you'll celebrate with me because I am excited. I am excited. We set strong goals for the year, my wife and I. And I'm excited to get to the finish line with those and beyond. And on today's show, I want to tell you a little bit about that. And I hope to give you a nudge in that same direction down the path to financial freedom. Stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Yeah, let's get on that map. Let's get on the road to financial freedom. Like I said in the earlier segment, if you missed that, I finally exercised an option that I've had in my pocket for some time with respect to my employment. Yes, I have been employed throughout the course of this show, not as much as you might think, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. I actually got a lot of questions about that from listeners at the recent Wealth and Passive Income Expo, but I finally took that step, and I want to tell you a little bit today about the path that got me here, so you have that as a concrete example, as well as a few other options I did exercise along the way that made it a little more palatable. And again, I hope it gives you a push in the same direction down that path, as the gentleman just said, to financial freedom. Now, if you have any questions for me, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc luinc.com, askandy@luinc.com. Now, we're going to get to financial freedom, but given the current environment, I hit this at the top of the show, with inflation in particular, I want to address another idea, one that I hit a lot as well in this show, which is breathing room, because it is it's an important concept, whether you want to quit your job or not. In fact, when I talk about breathing room, I'm not talking about the volume of passive cash flow from real estate investments that will necessarily give you that option to leave, but will give you some breathing room. And in the face of inflation, 7.9% in February, 40-year high, keeps going up. What are we going to see for March? Have you been to the fuel pumps? I'm sure you have. Have you been to the grocery store? Ooh, we went shopping yesterday at one of the big wholesale warehouses, and my bill, I don't look until I'm exiting. You hand them their seat, they check, yay, same number of objects. I always look then. I'm committed. It was big. It was high. So a little bit of breathing room will let you get out of those situations at the pump or at the grocery store without sweating it quite as much. And with inflation, if you consider it, you really have two options right now. You can either take a look at your expenses and cut back, or you can create more income. I personally like that second option, and I especially like to do it by way of passive income, not working more hours, not working a second or third job, not sending the stay-at-home spouse who's been shepherding the children back to work. I've talked to people that have done that. Now you got to pay for daycare. I want to create more income. And it's interesting, too. You may be sitting on some cushion, some cash, or maybe you can get to some capital. And if you think about the other thing, I mean, we recognize what's happening with inflation at the fuel pumps. It's making everything more expensive. But that wealth, that capital, let's say you have $20,000, $30,000 sitting in the bank somewhere. Inflation is destroying that wealth as we speak. The price of everything is going up. You know you're not earning any interest on that money in that bank account, and it's going to be worth a lot less just a year from now. At the same time, inflation will push the value of assets up, including houses, including apartments, and including the underlying rent. That's what drives the value of those apartments in particular. So in this sense, real estate that we're going to talk about today is a wonderful inflation hedge. So if you've got that money languishing, and I can't think of a better term for that, just languishing in your bank account, losing value from day to day, month to month, by the end of the year, don't you think you might park it somewhere in something that's actually going to go up in value and not down, relatively, right? So getting into those assets that will also appreciate, where you have control and have that rent lever to pull, is important. But maybe even more importantly, thinking back to the more practical side of things, cash flow. You know, my wife, she's very practical, and as we watched everything going on at the inflation, as we discussed that latest receipt as we exited the warehouse store, you know, she said, do we need to look around and start cutting back on some expenses? I don't want to go that route. Yes, we could do that, and there may be some things where you and I can in fact do that, but I can't cut back on the fuel. If you've got to go to a job, that doesn't go away. Maybe you can carpool. Your life starts to become more uncomfortable. I'd rather go the other route and add more cash flow. So if you've got that money languishing in that bank, and maybe you can take it out and put it into one single family house that now generates an extra $400 or $500 a month, that's going to help you. That's going to help you as prices rise, because you'll have that extra cash flow to absorb that trip to the store, to the pump, for those clothes, whatever it is you're facing. And on top of that, it's going to protect that wealth, because instead of languishing in that bank account, as the values continue to rise on hard assets, well, that $20,000 you put in there is now worth $30,000 or whatever. Depends on your market. And I guess my message here, too, is that Lifestyles Unlimited really helped me understand that. That in the face of inflation, they really helped me with a fundamental shift in my thinking, which I'm trying to convey to you right now. The bottom line, add more passive income to your life. That is what then... Now, you do that once, and if I think about single-family houses here in Texas where I sit, I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth, if you're new to the program, and that's where my wife and I have been since we moved back to the country a decade plus ago from Germany, and rented an apartment for a while, now live in our own house. And as members then at Lifestyles Unlimited, we began acquiring houses, and we had a goal in mind, and it's that financial freedom. So let's define that. What exactly does that mean? Financial freedom is when you meet or exceed your monthly household expenses with monthly inbound cash flow, passive cash flow. You're not having to work. You don't have to work more hours. You don't have to go to another job to accommodate those monthly household expenses. And now as those go up, and they will, thanks to inflation, I just, like I told my wife in response to her question, let's pick up another house. Now that's one of our goals anyhow. One of our goals is to pick up one single family house per quarter. We're already ahead of that. And I hope to beat that now that I've got even more time on my hands as a fully retired dude. But financial freedom for you and for us as well, for anybody, is when you meet or exceed those monthly expenses with passive cash flow. Now, it gets better, or it can be even better, if you meet or exceed your monthly income from that job with that same cash flow. Now, I've been financially free for some time now. I just never quite took that move, never exercised that option to fully exit the workplace. Some people are like me. They get to this place financially free, and they can relax. I got there, but I elected to keep working. I liked what I was doing at the time. My wife, on the other hand, she got there. We actually focused on her first, and she got there in 3 years, and her corporate job was a corporate torture chamber. It took us 9 houses to get her there. It took us 3 years to get to those 9 houses, and we got her out of there. And that has been life-changing for her and for me. And after that, we just continued to add houses. But again, I liked what I was doing, so I stuck around. Lots of Lifestyles Unlimited members do that very thing, and that's okay. They love what they're doing, so they keep at it.
Del Walmsley offers some tips on a better lifestyle.
I didn't want to go pick out properties. It meant I had to go work. I had to analyze again. I had to make decisions again. Got it done the very last day, just the way life is. When they became available, I made the offers. Interestingly enough, the offers came due yesterday. You had to have your offer in by yesterday. So I went out and I took a position of $7.5 million worth of real estate, and I went out and wrote an offer for $40 million worth of real estate. And truly intend on closing on that if I win the bid. And to win the bid, I offered full price with incredibly gracious terms to the seller so that I would be in front position to win the bid. I didn't try to negotiate. I didn't try to get a better deal. I didn't have the need to do that. I had the need to make a deal.
Stick around. We're going to talk a little bit more after the break.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And we're talking now about financial freedom, what that means. And I defined that in the earlier segment for you. If you've missed any part of the show, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. We do archive those there. But financial freedom is essentially when you meet or exceed your monthly expenses, your lifestyle, everything you're spending on, with monthly passive cash flow. And we focus at Lifestyles Unlimited on single family houses and apartments. That's residential real estate. That's how we get to that passive cash flow. And for my wife and I, it took us 3 years to get her out of her corporate job. It was a terrible place. It was eating at her physically. And when she got out, you could see just a physical change. So for a lot of people, that means then getting out of that job. Because guess what? If you have the income coming in to cover your lifestyle out of those passive investments, why work? Well, maybe you love what you do. And I talk to members at Lifestyles Unlimited all the time that are financially free and, like me, continue to work. And that's okay. I liked what I was doing. It was a global role. I mentioned I had just, we'd returned, well, just 10 plus years ago from Germany. This is a foreign company. I interfaced with these guys all the time, got to continue to practice and speak my German, among other things. So I loved it. But I think for you, financial freedom, it becomes a mindset. And to go back to the show opener, you start to realize that you now have options and flexibility. You know, during the pandemic, we, as a family and so many of my fellow Lifestyles members, we breathed easier than a lot of people. Now, early on, it was a little bit uncertain what was happening. Eviction moratoria, all kinds of things being put into play. I'll tell you, in that case, in that particular situation, Lifestyles Unlimited was a huge help. We had a lot of what I'll call pandemic seminars, webinars that were hosted to give direction, to help us understand things to think about, things other members perhaps had tried. We eventually realized it wasn't as bad as we initially thought. None of our tenants, none of our residents were directly impacted. Some people naturally did experience this, but we realized that because of this passive income that we had, that we could fall back on, it was just a relief. It was a relief. We're not having to wait around for, you know, the stimulus checks. And it's interesting, the industry that I have left, it is travel. It is affiliated with business travel, and it has not done so well. And we saw early on pay cuts. I took a pay cut. We had unpaid leave. I enjoyed the leave part of that. I did not enjoy the unpaid part necessarily. Not that I needed the money, but you know, I like it. It's helpful. There were other things. Some people in the company got furloughed. I work in finance, or worked. We have to learn to say the past tense. Worked in finance, and our roles actually, our stress level in that sense probably went up, because what happens at a company when things like this are going on? You're creating more reports. You're doing more reviews. We're looking at cash flow in the company. We're looking at, you know, solvency, etc. So that went up, whereas the money went down and never really recovered. So I got the question a lot at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo from listeners that thought I had already retired. Now, I've been financially free for a while, and we defined that already. But what I did do about 2.5, maybe almost 3 years ago, is I exercised another option that I had put into place, an option that I could take. And this affiliates with the word flexibility as well. I basically went to the boss back then. This is after we'd had our son. He's 5 now, so he was probably, 2.5 or so. I wanted to be able to spend more time with the little guy. So I went to the boss and said, you know what? I'd like to go part-time. Boss did not like it. Boss did not want to do it. Boss did not have the option. I did. Basically, her options were lose me and find another employee, or let me go part-time. And that's what happened. 24 hours a week. I loved it. Half a day on Monday, half a day on Thursday, off entirely on Friday, full day Tuesday, Wednesday. Worked great for me. Zoo days. Essentially, I got to have my cake and eat it too. Have zoo days with my son on Fridays, extra long weekend. And that's part of the message I want to convey to you. Yeah, you know, if you like what you do, maybe you don't want to do it 100% anymore. Maybe you certainly don't want to work those 70-hour weeks. I wanted to have my cake and eat it too. And going part-time, and I talked with a number of members and other attendees at the expo, in fact, going part-time is a great option. Once you've built that financial freedom and you're meeting your expenses out of that monthly cash flow from your houses, do you need that job? No, but it is a great option to retain some of that job income, perhaps, if you want more cash for doing what? For investing. So I continued to work to bring in more cash. So now we've got, think about that double barrel shotgun, right? We got one chamber, out comes the cash flow from our passive investments in real estate. Other chamber is that little bit of income still trickling in for 24 hours part-time. So it's great to continue to keep that cash flow part-time, right? But you also want to start enjoying that lifestyle. So that's what it did for quite a while. Why fully exit now? Why exercise that option? Well, I realized a few things from the job perspective. I already told you I'm not real bullish on the industry, pay cuts, etc. But this W-2 role, this employee role, was no longer the highest and best use of my time. In fact, it hasn't been for a while. And quite frankly, probably more importantly, I at some point realized I stopped enjoying what I was doing. That told me it was time. And I wanted to spend more time with my family, probably the biggest driver, with my son, with my wife, travel more. I'm now retired from corporate America at age 47, 20 years ahead of when the government wants me to. If you look at my cohort, my birth year, 67 is my quote-unquote retirement age. That's when they want me to hold out till 67. I'll tell you, neither of my parents made it past 60. I don't like that option. And remember, retirement, it does not have to occur. You're inculcated with this idea that retirement is an age, but it does not have to occur with a target age. And that's the message I kept hearing as I interviewed guests like Gerard, that I mentioned in the first segment. Retirement does not have to come with an age. Rather, it's a number. It's that cash flow. It's that financial freedom. So how did we get there? In a nutshell, we became members of Lifestyles Unlimited back in March 2012, 10 years ago. 10 years ago this month, in fact. Got our education. We had zero. My wife had no background in real estate investing, in construction, in any of the stuff that goes into this. So we got an education and continued and have continued to build that education, to build that knowledge base. We learned how to build a team. Because again, no construction experience, you do not want me out there swinging a hammer. I'll be putting holes in your wall or in my walls. So we learned how to build a team, and we learned how to leverage the team that is available to us on the vendor hub at Lifestyles Unlimited. And then we bought one single family house in August of 2012. Notice we let a little bit of time lapse in between joining in March and buying that first house in August. I'll tell you, we were nervous. We were a little scared. But once we got into that first house, we realized it's not as scary as we thought. In fact, it was a heck of a lot easier than we thought. People told us this, but we needed to experience it firsthand. And then we picked up the next one, and the next one under that. And again, my wife retired after 3 years, had the kid. We've since gone on to max out our Fannie Mae loans and dive into apartment investing. That's what we started in 2020. So I'm excited. We'll continue with our education and our investing, continued growth, both personal and of that real estate portfolio. What about you? We're going to head into a break, and I want to tell you how you can get there as well. So stick around.
Now more intel to build a better lifestyle from Del Wamsley.
When you are actively involved in something that is important, time flies by. So when you're trying to become successful, time is flying by. But if you understand that in theory, relativity is relative to your thinking and your brain and your feeling and the purveyance of what's going on, it doesn't mean the same thing as it's actually moving faster. Time is moving fast at all times. Even when you're wasting your life away, laying on the couch, sitting on the couch, whatever it is. And don't get me wrong, again, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. I've spent the last 2 days, 2 hours a day or better out in the sun by my ponds, cleaning my ponds, feeding my fish, working on the yard, just enjoying the beauty that we've had here in Houston the last couple of days. It was the most incredible days I've seen in a long time. And that, and to me, is being well invested. It's well invested into the things in life that are most important, right? But it's that other stuff that's not important.
The Lifestyles Investor Show will be right back. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Wamsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're gonna find that you're gonna be in here. Not only are you gonna find the greatest amount of information and education, you're gonna find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And I've gave you a little bit of our story, my wife and my story, in the context of the fact that I am now retired. I've left corporate America just a day or two ago and am on my own, 47, 20 years ahead of what the government tells me is my retirement age. Now, if you want to get there, you can get there too. How do you do that? If retirement is not an age, doesn't have to be, then it is a number. And what is that number for you? So your homework now becomes sitting down and figuring out what that number is. And we defined financial freedom in the second segment and talked about it a little more in the third segment. If you're just tuning in, go out to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. The program will be archived there. But ultimately, you need to know your target number from an expense perspective. And of course, given inflation right now, that number, that is a moving number. It will be changing. It will be going up. So sit down and figure out what your expenses are. What are you paying for the mortgage on the house? If you have car payments, what do those look like? Gas, fuel, food. Maybe factor in a little bit of inflation there now. 7.9% in February. It's going to be higher in March, I would guess. What other expenses? Daycare. Pets. If you have pets, you know, they can cost an arm and a leg. So on and so forth. Insurance. Just figure out what that is every month or annually. Divide by 12, perhaps. And I personally, I track that in a spreadsheet in Excel. I would suggest you do that for a little bit just to see, because there are ups and downs. There's some seasonality. We take our trips in the summertime. Let's say that expense goes up. Fuel, heating bills go up in the wintertime. So it might be worth looking at for a little bit. But don't take a lot of time, because you do want to get moving, especially again in the face of 7.9. Wow, 7.9, 40-year high inflation number. So figure out what that number is, and that's your target. If you've got $4,000 a month going out, well, that's what you need to match in inbound passive income from real estate. And start to set goals. How do you plan to get to that number in terms of that passive income? Here you have options. Now, my wife and I, we didn't have a ton of capital to start, so we didn't go into apartments. We've just gotten into that in the last couple of years. But we went down the single family path through houses. 9 houses got my wife to her early retirement out of corporate hell, quite frankly. And we achieved our financial freedom number of houses after that. Like I mentioned, I continued to work, but finally pulled that lever and got out. So it might be houses for you like it was for us, or it could be apartments. A lot comes down to your starting point. And you need to become then educated. You need to get educated. You need to understand how operating a single family rental house works. Best practices for leasing a house. For finding that house, making the offer, for renovating it, best product, best price. If you remember that pithy phrase and use that as your lodestone as you go through the renovations, don't cut corners, fix everything that's broken or could break in a handful of years, you'll make your life as a single family owner much easier. Same applies on apartments. So you want to get educated and understand how those work. How does it work? How do you become a passive investor in an apartment deal, in an apartment investment? How do you become a lead investor, a syndicator that puts that together? You can do that too. It was mind-blowing. We became members, like I mentioned, in March of 2012 and went to the Financial Freedom Program, the two-day seminar. Day one was single family. Day two was apartments. And again, I had no background in real estate. I had no idea that I, Andy, could be an apartment investor. Now, again, we went down the single family path, but we're now invested in, I don't know, 400 plus units in on the multifamily side, and we will continue to grow that. Again, going back to our goals. And like Gerard, maybe you're somewhere in between. You say, I don't want to be passive. I don't want to syndicate. I just want to buy my own apartment complex. You can do that too. But it starts by getting educated. It starts by understanding what that number is for you to attain financial freedom. Spend some time with that. Give it some thought. Mull it over. Write it down. And then set those goals. For us, the goal was simply to achieve the cash flow to replace my wife's income. That was step one. Step two was the rest of the income needed to offset our monthly expenses. Step three was my income as well. Then you decide. Now you've got the options in play. Do you want to go ahead and retire? Do you like your job? Keep doing what you're doing? Double barrel income? That is up to you. But you want to get educated. And you want to find like-minded people, successful people that are then doing what you want to do. those other apartment investors, if that's your path, or those other single family investors, if that's your path, or if you're on both, right? Get around all those people and find somebody to help you, a mentor where you can take your questions. I take my questions to my network all the time, my fellow investors, but I also talk to my mentors. Had a call recently with Sorrell. He's one of the single family mentors out of Houston because we're buying houses down that way now, which is for me, a new market. So I peppered him with questions, had him on the radio program, in fact, a couple of weeks ago. He was one of the speakers, in fact, at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. And Sorrell, you great job. Great story. So get educated. Find that mentor to help you. In my case, for me, that right now is Sorrell. And find that network of like-minded people. If you're totally new, I would encourage you to check out the free workshop. When you go to check the other parts of the show or listen to some of the others, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's going to be a button there for the free workshop. Register for that. It's done virtually, so you can enjoy that from the comfort of your home and learn about Lifestyles Unlimited and learn about single family investing and learn about apartment investing. You'll talk about options and flexibility. You'll look at some numbers and understand why we choose real estate, the five ways that we make money. That's a big one. Cash flow. We talked about that already. Creating that extra cash flow in the face of inflation and to preserve our wealth so that our money's not languishing in a bank account. Cash flow. We enjoy that. Equity capture, equity buildup, appreciation, the tax advantage. Those are five ways that we make money on our houses. I see nothing like that in bonds, in a stock portfolio, in gold, and anything else that's out there, except for maybe apartments. And it gets even better because we enjoy a sixth way called forced appreciation. You know, the very first apartment investment we finally got into was 2020. Maybe a little over a year we've been in that investment. Now, it's a deep value add, and we didn't get any cash flow. We didn't get into it for the cash flow, but it's about to sell. And we're looking at doubling our money in that short period of time. That goes back to your goals, of course. Is it cash flow? Is it equity? Is it wealth building? Is it your heirs? What are you thinking about? You have to really spend some time there. So get educated. Check out some of our events. I talked about the free workshop. If you're on Facebook, follow us there. You can see our case studies there and watch as people present. These are real people with real results that got into single family sharing their numbers, or that got into apartments sharing their numbers. You can watch that again from the comfort of your home on Facebook, or follow us on, or subscribe, I guess, to our YouTube channel. It is present there as well. And of course, we just got off the heels of a wonderful event, our Wealth and Passive Income Expo in Houston. If you didn't make it, you'll have another opportunity next year. I don't have the dates for you right now, but come out. And if you're thinking, I don't know, I'm in San Antonio, I'm in Houston, I'm in wherever it's going to be, am I going to have to drive? Get this. I met my buddy Peter. I interviewed Peter a handful of years ago. He's from Australia. He was in Houston for the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. He made a marathon 43-hour trip. It took him 43 hours to get from Queensland to Australia, almost two full days to be at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, because he understands the value of being around those mentors and surrounding yourself with that like-minded group of people. It's a wonderful story. And no matter where you're listening right now, if a guy from Australia can be investing in apartments right here in the United States, you can do it too. If you want to hear his story, again, I had a wonderful opportunity to interview Peter on the show a year and a half or so ago. Again, go to our website in the search bar at the bottom, type in Australia, and you'll find that show. And you can do it too. You can do it too. So how do you get there? Remember, it is not an age. You do not have to be 67. You can be 47. You can be 37. You can be 27 and get out of that corporate role. Become real estate retired. Starts with you. And it starts by setting goals. And it starts by taking action. So go out to lifestylesunlimited.com. Check out that free workshop. Join us there. Find us on Facebook and subscribe again. I'll tell you, to YouTube to watch those case studies. You'll get inspired. I always do. Been doing this for 10 years. Every time I watch one of those case studies, I come away better informed, better educated, and inspired.
It's not just the money, it's the lifestyle. Here's Del Wamsley.
You got to be a winner. People who win get everything. People who take second and third get nothing. That's just the way it works. And so you have to realize that in sports and athletics and fitness, give you the kind of self-control, the kind of competitiveness that's necessary to go out in the world and succeed at business. To succeed at finding a spouse and commanding a relationship that's worthwhile. And not just taking some schmuck into your life because that's all you can get, settling for this weak, example of a spouse. Many of you know that. When I say that right now, you're going, man, I know. I just took what I could get. But you don't have to. But you have to be aggressive. You have to be a winner. You have to know what winning means. You have to have a goal. You have to go after the goal. And athletics taught me how to be a winner. I got to the level where the next level was national professional bodybuilding, which meant I would have to take a ton of steroids. And I just made the decision. I didn't think that was where I wanted to go with my life. Maybe that decision was made because I thought, I've beaten people that are natural before. They have a better natural physique than I do, but I beat them with a little bit of steroids. Now, years later, I look back and I find out I was wrong. I could have, because I now understand what I didn't understand back then.
Thank you for listening today. Again, celebrate with me. I'm happy to be out of the corporate role, fully retired now. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.